in the fabled land of Northern California. Nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xenial. But what is a Xenial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xenial Chronicles. This is James.
This is Mike.
And today, we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to our heart. And a little bit of throwback to Christmas. I promised you on the last one that we would talk about somebody else's Christmas experience, because we talked about all ours.
Right.
But this has to do with the podcast as well. And I don't know, you're going to feel a connection to this. I actually wanted to tell you immediately when this happened, because it happened right before Christmas when the first part of this happened. I wanted to tell you immediately.
Oh, okay.
But like, I didn't, because I was going to save it for the day after Christmas when we were going to do a podcast, and we didn't. And so I've been saving it since then. So I'm going to tell you a little tale to lead you through the events. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story about food, as many good stories are.
Okay.
Specifically about one type of food. One of my favorite types of food. That type of food is pizza.
Okay.
So, I'll tell you what was happening. The weekend before Christmas, normally my wife and I, Friday and Saturday nights, and we do our shopping and have kind of a little date night thing. And we have a tradition of going Saturday night to a specific pizza place to get pizza, right?
Yes.
And we've talked about our enjoyment of going to that pizza place. We've talked about the fact that there's a guy that works at the pizza place that actually has become a listener of the podcast.
Yeah.
From me mentioning it. These are all relevant details, by the way. These are all relevant details. These are important. Well, that pizza place is closer to where you live, but a little further away from where we live. And depending on where we go for our nights, normally we spend our Saturday night in that area, but it doesn't always happen that way. And so we were concerned about what happens when we're not able to do that, if we have another place we can go for pizza.
Okay.
Well, the style of pizza that this is, this kind of build your own style of pizza.
Yeah.
There are apparently a couple of places that do this style of pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And in the town that we live closer to, that we do most of our shopping and our kind of day-to-day lives in, they have one of these other brands, these other
chains.
Mm-hmm. We found out about it. We were like, okay, let's give this a whirl. And the reason we found out about it was because previous to it, we had gone to a new hamburger. It was actually in the same town. It was in the same shopping center, a new hamburger place. Hard to get my wife to go into the hamburger places because she's not a huge hamburger person. She likes them, but not as much as I do. They're not like
you're a connoisseur of hamburgers, sir.
I love hamburgers. I got her to go to this one because there was no line in the drive. So we went into this hamburger place. She got her burger. I got mine. They screwed up my burger. They put cheese on it. American cheese.
Oh,
I told them no American cheese. They put American cheese on my burger and it was so melted in, I couldn't scrape it off. So I had to eat it with the American cheese. I ate a double cheeseburger.
With American cheese on it?
Yes, with American cheese on it. It was okay. There was enough other flavors on it to be okay until the last bite, which was just like a giant glob of cheese. And I didn't.
I can understand it.
It was gross.
But you hate American cheese with a vengeance.
I do. It was awful. But like the burger itself, it's a small burger chain. Actually, I can name it. We've named so many other things, right? We don't get paid.
Yeah.
It's Habit Burger.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I dig on Habit, and I am also not I am not averse to American cheese on my burger. I tend to prefer it. Yeah. I can understand people that don't. I understand people that do. But I can understand if they F that up, that's the entire experience. It's like, how the hell do you avoid American cheese in a bite if it's been put on your burger?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Habit's a really good burger. It's not the best burger I've had, but it's a really good burger.
Yeah, but if you don't, yeah, goodness, if you're the omitting the cheese on purpose, Habit's a damn good burger on its own.
The thing is, it's the only burger I've ever been able to have with American cheese on it that I've actually been able to troop through and eat, because the burger itself is still good enough to overpower the nastiness of the American cheese, except for that last bite when I got way too much American cheese. Mm. So I still ate the whole damn thing, because it was still a really good burger. The cheese was just there the whole time. So if I had a cheeseburger from them again, I could eat it. Still wouldn't be happy, but nowhere else. I haven't just suddenly fallen in love with American cheeseburgers. Again, give me some cheddar, give me some Swiss, give me some Gouda, give me any other actual real cheese, I'm totally down on my burger. American cheese is just freaking gross. But we had that, and the wife loved it. She absolutely loved it. She's like, this is a great burger place. I'm like, I know, I've been telling you. we should have burgers. So she goes, it's not as good as the Five Guys burger. I'm like, no, it's not as good as the Five Guys burger, but I'm not driving, you know, the extra, you know, 30 minutes or 20 minutes I have to drive to get the Five Guys burger as compared to this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
this is right in our
completely understandable, right in the backyard, you know.
And okay, the two cities that I'm talking about here, right, you know, the two cities divided by the river. Mm-hmm. the bigger one where we used to have our jobs, where we used to work together, mm-hmm. that's the one that Habit's in right now, but there's another Habit that's being put in at the other one in the other city.
Oh, really?
So it'll be even closer to us. So that's awesome. So I'm like, so when this other Habit gets put in, we can go there fairly regularly. She's like, yeah, I like this burger enough. We can go there. I'm like, yes, burger place for me. But we saw this other pizza place. And so we were like, you know what? It's another pizza place. It does the same thing. Let's try out this other pizza place. So we go and try out this other pizza place. And we try it. It's like, okay. It's not bad. It's not awful. But it's not great, right? It's mm-hmm. not bad. We try that out. We don't make it to the area near where you live that Saturday, right? We end up going to our area. We get this new pizza, and again, it's made the same way as the other place you like to go. A couple of things a little bit different, a couple different toppings, and it's all right. It's okay. It's nothing. It's not better than the one that we usually get, but it's also not like horribly worse. It's about the same. They're roughly the same.
Okay.
So it's like, all right, this is okay. This is okay. Customer service though, complete garbage. This is on a Saturday night, okay? Customer service is complete garbage, but the food's okay. The food's okay. We're good with the food.
All right.
So, normally we get it's a build your own pizza, so we each get our own individual pizza, and we eat about half the pizza that night, and the next day we eat the other half of the pizza. Okay, and I usually like to eat my other half pizza while watching my football game, because it's nice. I don't know what I'm going to do after football season. I guess I'll just eat it for lunch like a normal person. But, We eat the first half of the pizza. All right, it's pretty good. Next day we eat the rest of the pizza, right? For lunch,
mm-hmm.
around lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting prepped for dinner. Normally Sunday dinner is sandwich thing for sandwiches. I like sandwiches. A hamburger is kind of sort of a sandwich. And so sandwiches are good things. We're prepping to have sandwiches for dinner. And the wife's sister calls up and is like, hey, planning for dinner. Actually, it's funny. She calls from the garage, which is her room, and she's like, "Hey, what? It isn't the planning for dinner first. I'm getting ahead of myself in the story. It's hey, what you doing at first?" And the wife's like, "Nothing right now." And I'm like, "She's gonna change our dinner plan. She's gonna get dinner." No, she's not. Yep, that's why she's calling you. Sure enough, yes. What are you guys doing for dinner? Because I have an idea for dinner. And the wife's pissed at me now, because like, great, you know this? I'm like, I know how people work. I get it. I can figure this out. I didn't know what she'd be planning for dinner, though. I knew she was going to plan on something. Normally, she likes like Taco Bell or something like that, right? Oh, no, she throws a curveball at us.
Oh, really?
She throws a curveball.
Okay.
She's like, I want to go get pizza. I'm like, what? We just had pizza last night and this morning, or I mean for lunch. She's like, no, I want to go get pizza, different pizza place. One that makes like gigantic party pizzas.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So I want to get a big gigantic party pizza from this pizza place. I'm like, okay, if you want to get that, I guess we'll have pizza for dinner. So she goes and gets pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We have pizza for dinner that night.
Mm-hmm.
There's leftover because it's a gigantic pizza. So the next day we're having pizza. Mm-hmm. And because we're moving into Christmas, Christmas is on a Saturday, right? Mm-hmm. This year it was on a Saturday. So Friday is Christmas Eve. Now, normally we go out and do our shopping and our other stuff Friday and Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to go out on Friday and Saturday night on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. That's just not going to happen. I have a family. I'm family oriented. Plus, places aren't going to be open. I don't want to be out on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Shopping? Who mm-hmm. wants to do that? Not me. Some people, not me. So we arranged to have our setup to be Tuesday and Wednesday. We can go out Tuesday and Wednesday, do all the extra shopping, get the last minute stuff for Christmas that we need, make sure I have brisket because I made brisket for Christmas. Oh my God, it was amazing. You just saw the picture of the brisket nachos. The brisket itself. So
yeah, good. Those look good.
And I by the way, I want to make sure I say I finished all of the brisket. On New Year's Day, I finished the very last few pieces of the brisket on more brisket nachos, which means that now my wife cannot tell me I can't make brisket for Christmas next year because I ate all of it. Yes. Well, not just by myself. Other people ate it. But
I didn't
still,
know that was a stipulation.
It's kind of one of those things that, like, if the food ends up going to waste, nobody liked it enough for you to make it again.
Ah.
It we all ate it. We're going to have brisket again.
Nice. Anyway. Dude, hell of a Christmas meal. I think that's fantastic.
Well, we actually had brisket and turkey. So, yeah.
Damn.
It was nice. And there is still leftover turkey. I will say that, but that's because we held on to half the leftovers for turkey to turn into turkey pot pie, and the other half the leftovers for turkey for me to make turkey and dumplings instead of chicken and dumplings. So yeah, it's still all going to get it.
Okay.
Anyway, so again, this is Saturday before Christmas. We have the one pizza, right? And then we have it Sunday for lunch. And then another pizza Sunday, and then more for lunch on Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Monday night, we're like, okay, yes, we're going to do our things on these 2 days. And the wife's like, so, okay, we tried that other new pizza place on Saturday. I'm like, yeah. It's okay, and we're going to go to these cities on Tuesday. Said, uh-huh. We're going to go to these cities on Wednesday. I'm like, uh-huh. So I think that if we're going to be really trying to scientifically, this is where I knew she was trying to mess with me. Because she said the word scientifically, because she knows if she's going to try to turn something into some kind of a science experiment, she's going to suck me in. I'm going to be like the Rick and Morty meme. Isn't it Rick and Morty?
You son of a bitch, I'm in. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Instantaneously. That's where I will be. If she says those words scientifically or experiment, I'm like, I have to do it because she's tricking me this way.
Yeah.
And she knows.
She knows.
She knows that that's the way to get me. That and like doing research. If she's done research on something, she wants to buy something. She's like, hey, I've done a bunch of the research on this. I've done it. Here's what it says for this. This is the reviews for that. These are the things that it does. This is the comparison to other things. I'm just like, you just hit me with a bunch of facts and they all make sense. You've looked into all of it. You've answered every question that I would ask you about it. Okay, here. Take my money. Another meme for you.
Yeah.
That's she knows that is the cheat code to unlock me to do just about anything.
Right.
I still have my limits, but that's the cheat code. Scientifically, experiment, research. Okay. You've done all the things that I would do that takes me forever to make a decision on things. So all right. And I also applaud the fact that when she does that, she's worked diligently to figure out that's the way to get me to hop on board. So I have to reward the fact that she put in that work. She's like, so scientifically, if we really want to compare these two different pizzas, right? Mm-hmm. We should get this one on Tuesday night and get that one on Wednesday. And then we can, you know, eat them together and see which one's which. I'm like, so wait a minute. You want to get pizza on Tuesday night eat half of it on Tuesday night, eat the other half Wednesday for lunch, then have pizza Wednesday night, eat half of that for dinner, and then the other half for lunch the next day, kind of? Well, with pieces together so you can eat a piece from each one at the same time. Like, so seriously, we had pizza the last two nights and today, and you want to do three more days of pizza? Well, yeah, if we want to make sure which one's the right one. And I'm like, all right, fine. I only have one thing to ask you. She's like, what? Well, pick a color. Okay. Red, orange, blue, or purple. She's like, what? Why am I picking colors? I said, red, orange, blue, or purple. Pick a color. Orange, I guess.
Nice.
I said, okay, Michelangelo, we'll have some pizza. She's like, why are you calling me Michelangelo? Think of the colors. I'm not getting it, hon. I'm like, you're basically turning us into Ninja Turtles. You realize? She's like, oh my God, is Michelangelo the orange one? I'm like, yes. So wait, which one do you pick? Blue. Why? Because he's the only one with a real weapon, hon. He has a sword. Nobody else has a weapon. One guy's got a stick. The other guy's got two sticks attached with a chain. The other guy's got some like pokey thingies.
Pokey thingies.
I got a sword.
Aerators. They're aerators.
I got a sword. That's a real weapon. Swish, swish, stab. That's a real weapon. Okay? Sometimes it's a key, but when you stick it in people, it unlocks their death. Still a weapon.
Anyway. Unlocks their death.
Yeah, it's a red versus blue thing. Anyway, you know that, right?
I don't know that one, no.
Yeah, they have the you know the plasma sword that you end up getting in the Halo games at some point? You're able to get the Elite's plasma
sword. I've heard of it. I have seen it, yes.
At one point in the Red versus Blue series, they got the plasma sword and they find out that it's a key, but it can also kill people. And the stupid guy, Caboose, says, what if it is a key all the time and when you stick it in people, it unlocks their death? Caboose is my favorite.
Yeah.
Caboose is amazing. But anyway... So I'm like, seriously, that's you're making us into Ninja Turtles here. It's like, well, kind of, I guess. So I had basically a 5-6 day stretch where I had pizza every single day. And there was a moment where I was like, dear God, I'm having pizza every day. And then there's another moment like, why are you complaining about this? Mister, you have 60 pairs of socks waiting for Christmas for you. Why are you complaining about this? Mister, you're excited that you get to have shoes that are basically the type of shoes that you used to get as a kid. Like, oh my God, I found Star Wars shoes. I want to wear Star Wars shoes. Or I found, you know, 49ers shoes. I have to have 49ers shoes as a kid so that you had these, you know, you can get these as an adult now and you have a bunch of them. You're complaining about having pizza every single day. Shame on you. Like the entirety of
from
age of 18 to age of like 7 is looking at modern you going, how could you be angry about getting 6 days worth of pizza? That was our dream. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're I got 6 days worth of pizza and I'm looking forward to some brisket. Okay. The brisket's an adult thing. Stop. Enjoy the pizza. Live in the childhood and enjoy the pizza. I'm like, I'm gonna live in the childhood and enjoy the pizza. And I did.
Awesome. Well done. Well done.
I enjoyed all that pizza. It was so great. It was amazing. However, I will say the place, the other pizza place, the new pizza place, mm-hmm. when we went the second time, we got pizzas for ourselves and they had some kind of a dessert pizza. Hmm. Well, they burnt our dessert pizza.
Aww.
They had to make a new one because they weren't paying attention. They almost burnt our regular pizzas. Took them forever to make our regular pizzas. Some of the worst customer service I have ever had.
And wow.
I feel the need to stress that I worked in customer service. I worked on busy nights in customer service. You worked on busy nights in customer service.
Yep.
With me. So I know what giving good customer service is and I know what giving bad customer service is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't judge it as an outside person who's never understood customer service. I judge it as somebody who's worked it and done it and understands when things are busy and understands when things are hectic and understands when you're doing closing duties and you still need to pay attention to doing the things that you need to do. And these people were not paying attention to a damn thing. They were not a well-oiled machine. There were all kinds of glaring issues happening. And I'm just going, what the hell?
Bad night, so, huh?
We go to the other place, and of course, every clock. So
wait, say that again. You cut out. What was that?
We go to the other place, the next night, and everything runs like clockwork. Everything runs perfectly.
Okay.
The place that we have been going to, the place where the guy who is a listener, you know, he works at. He wasn't there that night. But he, you know, he's there almost every Saturday night when we go in. Well, that was kind of my, you know, pre-Christmas pizza experience that was just, again, harkening back to my childhood, mm-hmm. an amazing situation, and solidified me on the fact that, like most things, there are many restaurants that, and many different businesses that compete with other businesses that mm-hmm. try to do the same type of thing. Mm-hmm. Back in our day, it was the Blockbuster versus Hollywood war. And I'm sorry, even before I worked for Blockbuster, I was always a Blockbuster over Hollywood person. Hollywood was a joke. Mom and pop places could do some fun things, but I'm sorry, I was never a fan of Hollywood.
I mean, I can get that. I felt always the environment of, gosh, this is so weird. I feel like this isn't necessarily trying to be like shit talking a dead company or anything like that. It just feels weird. But like the environment of Blockbuster was very different from Hollywood. Hollywood always felt like when you walked into the building, they were trying to be better than Blockbuster, and Blockbuster was always just doing its own thing. Blockbuster was the trailblazer. They were doing things like the environment when you walked into a Blockbuster, it just felt like a Blockbuster. When you walked into a Hollywood, it felt like a place that was trying to copy Blockbuster, but at the same time be like, ooh, we're better than. So we're going to do pretty much the exact same thing, but our employees are going to be in button-down shirts instead because we are trying to do the classic theater usher thing. It's almost like if
they were trying too hard.
They were just trying too hard. And like everything else about the store was like it was too much was put into presentation and not enough into just individuality. Like there was no individuality to Hollywood. It was always based on what Blockbuster was doing, and Blockbuster was just it was in a world all its own, dude. It was on a level and a realm all its own. And I'm not saying this as somebody who is a former Blockbuster employee. I'm saying this as someone who went there. Someone who the experience of a Blockbuster video was entirely different from a Hollywood every single time, and Blockbuster just felt more positive.
And I have to differentiate between James the Blockbuster customer and James the Blockbuster employee.
For sure.
Because James the Blockbuster customer loved Blockbuster Video. James the Blockbuster employee both loves and absolutely hates Blockbuster. it's a bittersweet, difficult thing for me because I gave so much time, so many wonderful things happened.
Yeah.
I met my wife while I was there, got married while I was there. I met some good friends while I was there. Mm-hmm. I met some people that I still deal with on a regular basis that I guess I can kind of call friends. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, you. But no, I mean, I forged really, really long-standing relationships there.
Yeah.
It was a very big part of my life. So I love that for that fact. But at the same time, that company was a pain in my ass and wasn't necessarily the best company to me. So I have some, you know, mixed feelings with it there. But as a customer, yeah, it was the place to go. It had superior everything to Hollywood Video. And again, mom and pop video stores had their purpose and their point. But I'm sorry, Blockbuster was the place to be. And it had an air about it, a feeling about it, an aura that came with it that Hollywood just didn't have. It felt like Blockbuster was this kind of a bright shining spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And definitely. I can say I never really, before being an employee, I went into Hollywood, even after being an employee, when I was mad at the company and tried to rent videos at Hollywood because I wasn't going to go back to Blockbuster, I ended up right back at Blockbuster because Hollywood sucked. You have those different things. Some of the things, you have the direct competition like that, like the Home Depot and Lowe's, again, another company I work for. You have some direct competition, and then you have the indirect competition, like all the different burger joints that you have. You have your McDonald's, your Burger King. The thing about those, one has a different thing that's good. You know, Burger King, everything is just kind of okay. There's nothing really good there. Jack in the Box, they have a few good hamburgers, and their tacos are really good, even though they do American cheese on them. They're actually the crappiest tacos in the world, and yet there's that moment when you want to have those tacos, and they're the best tasting thing in the world. They are not good tacos. They just hit the right spot at the right time. I can't explain it any better than that. And of course, their curly fries are awesome. McDonald's has the best regular French fries. Their burgers are just kind of, you know? Unless of course you go and do the whole order a McDouble and then order a chicken sandwich and then put the damn things together. I'm not going to say the name of it, but that's and of course they're chicken nuggets.
Why would you censor that, James? It's okay. I'm putting an E on this anyway.
Because I'm not allowed to say it in this household.
I didn't know that.
I can say so many other things. There's three or four words I'm not allowed to say. Like the C word, I'm not allowed to say. The boss does not like the C word, and I'm not allowed to describe that McDonald's sandwich combination. Those are the two that like come to my head.
Can I say it?
If you want to, you can say it.
If somebody hasn't heard of it, it's called the McGangbang.
Yeah. And like I'm up in my loft, so I don't know if she could hear me, but that seems like it's one of those things that the whole Key and Peele sketch. And yeah. I said to her, looking around. Bitch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I feel like with that, with those two words. Is she's gonna hear me no matter where I say them. So especially in the same house, I'm just not gonna say those two words.
I get it.
And there's more that I can't think of at this exact moment. They'll come to me probably when I say them, and I get the look from her of like, oh yeah, but I won't say those two. I get in trouble for those two. But and you know, going back to it, Wendy's has really good hamburgers. They apparently changed their fry recipe again, which pisses me off because like two fry recipes ago, they had really good fries. And of course, they have the Frosties, which nobody else has the Frosties. Yes, other people have milkshakes. Frosties and milkshakes are not the same damn thing. Also, I just need to put this out there only because I had a discussion with somebody recently about it and it just popped in my brain. Icies, slushies, and Slurpees are not interchangeable. They are not the same thing. All three of those are different.
Such little experience with all of those that I mean, the flavors would be drastically different. You could just consider that because they're from three different companies in direct competition with each other.
It's not just the flavors though. The consistency and the texture of each one of them is completely different.
That would make sense.
Completely different entities. I had somebody recently who was just like, well, I mean, they're basically the same thing. I mean, technically you're correct, but you're not. You're not. Because if you want a Slurpee, an Icy or a Slushy will not cut it. They do not do what a Slurpee does. What, refresh you? No, it's about your soul, man.
I personally always felt that Icies were a very snow consistency, like very snowish, whereas... Okay. Slurpees were more like crushed ice. Like there's a difference in consistency.
Yes, consistency is very, very different.
Yeah.
And if you
want, I have if you full are, understanding.
If you are a connoisseur, as apparently I seem to be a connoisseur of a lot of weird foods. If you're a connoisseur of them and you've had a lot of them, and I've had more Slurpees than I really want to admit to necessarily having. Do you remember my big 7-Eleven big huge gigantic gulp cup that I used to carry around when I worked at Blockbuster?
Yes.
That big gigantic red thing.
It was fucking huge.
I used to fill that with Slurpees.
Oh man.
I'd fill that with Slurpees, yeah. Yeah.
So large. Know.
Very
Would
large.
You even finish it before it was just straight liquid?
What, the Slurpee part?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh no, dude. When I'd fill it with soda before I did a shift there at work. The soda was gone before the end of the shift.
Yeah, but that's like a 6 to 8 hour shift.
Yeah, but that's like 64 ounces of soda.
Did you keep it in the fridge?
Nah, it's insulated cup.
Oh.
It just sat on the counter and I'd just drink it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But I used to sit in a single night and drink a 12 pack of soda. Other people boast about drinking a 12 pack of beer. Hell no. Try drinking a 12 pack of soda. Put that thing down. That don't destroy your sugar. Nothing will. But yeah. Yeah, they're all different things. But anyway, you have all these competitions between these different companies. Again, the fast food burger places, they're not always in direct competition with each other, or if they are, they're in competitions that you don't realize. Like Jack in the Box and Burger King are more in competition with each other than either one of them are with McDonald's. They don't really compete against McDonald's. They don't worry about that.
No.
They know McDonald's has crap burgers. They're trying to compete on the burger front.
Yes, you know what I they mean? Are. That's why they wait to make it until you order it. Like the two of them have a very similar, they have a similar business model in that respect.
that's just it. You sometimes have those moments where you have direct competitors, and then where you really don't have direct competitors, just roughly competitors in the market. And these two pizza places are direct competitors. The second one, I can finally say the names of them, right?
We're not endorsed by either one of them.
It would be nice if we were. The first one that we frequent the most is Blaze Pizza. That's the one we've gone to the most. The other one that we recently tried was Pieology.
Funny enough, I have never gone to Pieology. I've gone to Blast Pizza.
That one I don't know.
Blast Pizza is a third one. I've been to Blaze and been to Blast, but I have not been to Pieology. Where is the Pieology around here? Like there's one up there. I think there's one down in the Sac area, but I think there is.
But
it's like in a mall, in one of the malls.
I believe Blaze was the first one of these type of pizza places, or the first big chain of them. It may not be, but I can look. I know they're owned by the same company that owns Chipotle. And it's based off the Chipotle method of things. Of the building of things.
Yep. Blaze has a similar idea to the Chipotle business model, but it's not like direct. It's similar, but it's not an exact straight carbon copy.
Which is also similar to the Subway method of doing things.
Basically where Chipotle got their idea.
I describe it to people using the Subway method because I actually eat at Subway and I don't eat at Chipotle. For multiple reasons. One, I've never gone to a Chipotle and not been sickened by whatever smells are coming out of the kitchen area.
Oh,
they make me upset to my stomach. But also, their advertisement pisses me off, and I don't want to go to see them because of it.
Okay, I'm not entirely familiar with that.
The ads make me mad because they make this wonderful looking thing. Like they had a brisket thing. I love brisket. I've mentioned it already on here.
Uh-huh.
They had this brisket thing and they're building this brisket bowl. And I'm like, yeah, this looks good. And they put green baby shit on it. And I'm like, oh, damn it. I don't want
to eat there, man. You know, you can opt out of that, right?
You don't have to have it. Don't care. They ruined the ad. I'm no longer hungry for their stuff.
I'm going to buy you all of the avocado things. I'm going to find all of them. I'm going to plague your house with
avocado decorations. One day. You're not the only one. You're not the only one, by the way. Let's just make it clear. You're not the only one.
This is going to be a team effort now.
Yeah, the wife has already started in on it.
Anyway, oh, yes.
So these two, though, the Blaze and the Pieology are in direct competition with each other. And I can say, at least for my part, one team won that competition. And that would be Blaze. Now, specifically the Blaze in one location, because I've only gone to that one, but that one location totally blows the one location of Pieology out of the water. And again, only been to one Pieology location. So I'd be willing to try other locations of the same companies because the flavor of the food was roughly consistent. The Blaze tastes a little bit better than the Pieology. There's one thing on the Pieology that's a little bit better. Their ricotta cheese is a little bit smoother than the Blaze. It's just a little bit smoother. And they had an ingredient or two. They had a spicy link sausage that was like cut into like flat pieces, round, you know, oval flat pieces. Kind of like a linguine almost that you can put on your you can put as one of the toppings, whereas Blaze doesn't have that. Mm-hmm. They were very good. Those were very, very tasty. So there's some small differences like that, but if I'm judging for the whole pizza and the pizza for Blaze does taste better overall. The Pieology, but only by a very small margin.
You know what I just realized? Actually, it's completely hit me on the off on the wayside here. So forgive the tangent, but another business that has that same type of model where everything is like directly in front of you and you get what you want right there in front of you and it's already pre-cooked and everything, Panda Express. That's also got a similar business model.
Somewhat similar, yeah, except the difference is, the difference I would say is it's already completely finished and cooked. You're just putting the pieces together, whereas this has to be built to be cooked. And each building of cooking it makes a different experience with the combination of ingredients. It's not this, I would say similar, but not quite the same.
Yeah. Well, I was quoting it more so that it's similar to how Chipotle and Subway run their stuff. because you can, like, you have the option to toast bread at Subway. You don't have to cook anything. Technically, you just have a sandwich put together for you and it's done. All the meat and everything, anything that needs to be pre-cooked is pretty much pre-cooked. Unless it's a toasting option. But Chipotle, Subway, and Panda are all just pre-done right there.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. See where you're coming from there. With pizza, it's going to be different anyway because you have to, you know, make the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. You have to. Well. You can't have a pizza that's just like everything's pre-cooked and you slap it together. That doesn't work.
I mean, you can. I can make that work. But anyway, point being, I would be
intrigued to see that happen. I would like to see a pre-cooked pizza that does not include, like, and by the way, I do not accept like Lunchables pizza as a pre-made pizza. You know what I mean?
So I can't make that happen. Anyway, point being, we had this wonderful pizza experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, it happened before Christmas, right? So after Christmas, of course, we have the opportunity to go out again. And before that, an interesting thing happens. I'm going to relate that next. And then we go out to get pizza again. And of course, there becomes a discussion between me and the boss as to where we're going to go when we have our one night of being able to go out and shopping, kind of have a date night. But we're going to talk about both of those things after the break.
Oh, so okay. Sounds good.
We'll be back in just a minute.
All right.
Hey friends, this is Mike from the Xennial Chronicles reminding you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Zenchron, spelled X-E-N-C-H-R-O-N, to keep up to date on all things TXC. And please check out our official website, thexennialchronicles.com, or if that's too much to type, zenchron.com. Thanks again for listening, and now, back to the show.
And we're back.
All right.
So I started this off, this whole podcast talking about how the world goes back to normal after Christmas happens, right? Christmas happens.
Essentially. Yeah.
And then I talked about leading up into Christmas, my Ninja Turtle experience.
Yes.
Again, I am Leonardo. Thank you very much. And by the way, after I do the whole Ninja Turtle description to the wife, to the boss, she's just like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm telling Mike about this, right? He's going to be super excited that you picked Mike. He's going to be so excited you picked Mikey.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really? She picked Mikey? All right. He's like, and she's like, really? I said, well, yeah, it's his favorite. It's named Mikey.
Yeah.
Goes, yeah, that makes sense. I said, so we will talk about this on the podcast. She's like, really? You're really going to talk about this on the podcast? I said, yes.
Of course. Of course we're
going to talk about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
We have to. She's like, all right, fine. So we go through Christmas. We do our Christmas thing.
Yeah.
I leave Christmas happy from tons of pizza and turkey and brisket and like so many pies. It's great. It's wonderful. And the real world kind of hits us on Monday when some doctors get a hold of my wife for some things, and they want her to come in and do a endoscope procedure. I'm allowed to share this.
Oh.
Okay. I'm allowed to share this. They're doing an endoscope procedure, which they have to do on her regularly, make sure that everything's going all good in her esophagus and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
There's family history of stuff, so they have her checked regularly. And we end up having to scramble because they decide they want to do this. This is Monday. We're finding out all about this. They decide they want to do this on Thursday.
Okay.
And so she has to end up going. Actually, we find out all the details are finally finalized on Tuesday when they tell us, yes, Thursday, we want you to be there, about, you know, 45 minutes away from where we live. We want you to be there to get the work done. And, Wednesday afternoon, you need to come up there first you come up there Wednesday afternoon, then you come Thursday for the procedure. But Wednesday, you need to come so we can do pre-op, because you do have to be sedated for them to do the full scope.
Right.
And so, yeah, pre-op beforehand. So after work on Wednesday, she has to run out to where she has to do pre-op, do all the pre-op stuff. And then I take off Thursday to take her to this procedure. So we're a little bit like, okay, fine. You know, this is being a little bit of a wrench thrown at us. But normally we have somebody that comes and watches over the kids in the household when we have our Friday and Saturday night date nights. We arrange for that person to come on Thursday to watch everything while we go for the procedure, because if you're put under, you can't drive, right?
Right.
So I got to drive the wife there. I got to drive her home. So we're not going out Friday night, which is fine. We already planned not to go out Friday night because Friday night was going to be, New Year's, right?
Right.
And I don't like to be out on New Year's Eve. The only time I've ever been to, I've only been to two New Year's parties in my entire life. One of them was New Year's Eve 1999. And that's because I was interested to see if any of the stupid crap was going to happen that everybody predicted for
2000. You wanted to just witness the chaos firsthand if it happened?
That and I worked till like 10 o'clock at night at Blockbuster, closed the store, and I got to open it the next morning. So I didn't want to drive an hour away to where I lived and then an hour back.
That's the to let anybody know, that's where the hate for the company comes from on an employee standpoint.
Yeah, a turnaround on New Year's Eve.
That's right. Bullshit.
So I stayed at a buddy's house. They had a New Year's Eve party. We had the New Year's Eve party. It was really weird. Theater people, so weird New Year's Eve party. But and then the only other time I was out on New Year's.
Okay.
And this was, 12 years ago, 13 years ago, something like that. So I don't like to go out on New Year's. So we planned on not going out on New Year's. We'd go out on the Saturday, the first New Year's Day. So we had already we were going to work the schedule around, but we were able to work the schedule for that person to come and watch over things while we were doing this procedure. So we got to do the procedure and we're getting things set up for the procedure. And I like having fun with doctors and nurses and whatnot. They have rough work. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. they deal with annoying people, just like customer service people do, but actually much worse, because when they're doctors and nurses, they're usually dealing with people when the people aren't feeling well, and or they're the family members of the people that aren't feeling well. And I don't know, people just seem to be even worse during that time period often. And so I had a little fun moment with the nurse that was doing all the paperwork for my wife, and he's asking a bunch of questions. He's like, okay, so you're going to be the driver for her. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be the driver for her. He goes, okay, and your name? My name's James. Okay, and your relation to her? And I'm like, slave.
Jesus.
And he starts to write down, he goes, did you say slave? I'm like, yeah. I almost wrote that down. He's laughing. I'm like, well, I mean, I used to be, when I was staying at home all the time, I used to be your house bitch. And he starts laughing more. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, you can put husband. That works. I mean, that's technically what I am. He's like, okay. And my wife is just like, why do you do this, James? I'm like, he laughed. He has a smile on his face, and he's going to tell somebody about this later. He's going to have some kind of a story to tell whoever he goes home to tonight, or somebody he's having lunch with. He's going to have a funny story to tell, and it put a smile on his face. And at some point or another, he'll remember it and smile. And I remember those days with certain customers. And so, I mean, I'm not a customer in that sense, but with the people that I work with and having those interactions, I have still some memories that people put a smile on my face, and it's nice to give them that,
mm-hmm.
Let them have a moment of joy in an otherwise probably stressful job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just like having fun like that.
Yeah.
So that actually got him kind of opened up. And then at one point his cell phone goes off, and of course it's R2-D2 sounds.
Nice.
And my wife, I can see her. She's laying in the bed. He's hooking up stuff to her. I think he's getting ready to try to put the IV in her. And I can, it's like, I can not only see, but I could feel the whole little procedure room kind of tilt with the rolling of her eyes. the gravity of the eye roll moved the, because she's like, oh my God, he's going to talk about Star Wars with this guy. And of course I did.
Of course you did.
I'm like, ah, I see someone's a Star Wars fan. Yeah, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Are you a Star Wars fan? And my wife's just like, yes. Wars fan. It's like, yeah, I was just at Galaxy's Edge. And I'm like, that's cool. I have to be careful going there. He's like, why? I'm like, because I will probably be bankrupt when I leave Galaxy's Edge. Between myself and one of my children, we will buy everything. Everything. It's like, the detail is so amazing. There's detail on everything there. I'm like, I know. I would be lost for like a week just in Galaxy's Edge. If you don't know, Do you know what Galaxy's Edge is?
I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it is. Is it a...
It's the park. It's the part of the park, the Disneyland park, that is the Star Wars part of Disneyland park.
Oh, okay.
There's one in Disneyland and there's one in Disney World.
Gotcha.
And the Galaxy's Edge is the full Star Wars part. And it's literally an entire land where you're on where you're supposed to be on a certain planet in the Star Wars universe. One that hasn't existed before. And it's got everything. It's got an X-Wing. It's got a Millennium Falcon. It's got different shops. You can get blue milk. Sir, you can get
blue milk. Oh, that's sick. Okay, cool. All right, that's awesome.
You can make your own droid. You can make your own lightsaber. You can do, and then they have stormtroopers walking around, Kylo Ren walking around. Just basically everybody, they can put a mask on so you don't have to see who the real person is underneath.
Cool.
They have them walking around all over the place. I think it's called Nima Outpost. No, it's not Nima Outpost. Nima Outpost is from the Force Awakens. So anyway.
Ah, okay.
It's its own big little land now in Disneyland. So
cool.
I'm a little jealous, but at the same time, I know that that's not something I can do at this point in time because I just can't afford that. I can't afford that. It would cost me thousands and thousands of dollars to be in there because I would buy so many things that wouldn't even be funny. But you know, we're talking a little bit about it, and he's all, yeah, there's this. So hold on. He asked me about some theory. No, first he asked me what lightsaber would I have? If I could have anybody's lightsaber from the Star Wars continuity, whose lightsaber would I have?
Are you asking me?
No, this guy asked me that.
Oh, okay.
Do you think my answer was?
Mace Windu.
Exactly. And yep. Why?
Because it's purple.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I said maybe the one that Rey had in The Rise of Skywalker, because it's a really cool style double bladed one. That would be a cool one to have. And then if I remember correctly, Darth Bane, who's in the Legends, his was a really cool one. And so we start talking about some of the Legend stuff, some of the different things, some different theories on things. Then he goes into how much he absolutely loves all the movies except for one. One movie he hates.
Skywalker?
No, he's okay with The Rise of Skywalker. He was mad that they brought back Palpatine, but yeah. He was okay with The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, okay.
He hates The Last Jedi.
Ah.
The one that has been completely panned recently.
Yes. More so than
Attack of the Clones.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, they, like, most of the... I don't know if it's necessarily a gatekeeper thing, but I'm sorry. Everybody hated. I did not. I liked it. I will tell you that I liked it. I liked it. It makes perfect sense with the continuity of most of the Jedi characters that you've seen in most situations. But most people have a problem with the way that Luke's character development happened.
Exactly. Oh, that's what his thing was. Is they make Luke into this grumpy old man, and I'm yeah.
I was like, did you see what happened to Obi-Wan? It's the same shit.
Obi-Wan did the same thing. Yoda did the same thing.
Yeah. Shit falls apart. Like, it's not that they go into hiding. It's the fact that they don't have a way of...
Let me get there.
Yes, yeah. Continue. You are the expert here. Please continue.
Let me get there. Because here's the thing. I start explaining it to him, what they were trying to do with it. And the fact that Luke finds out that the Jedi weren't this all... He wants to join the Jedi and be good. And he finds out that the Jedi and what they did were the cause of the rise of Palpatine, gave him his power, and were the cause of the destruction of the Jedi Order because they were too dogmatic. They were too narrow in their view. They couldn't open their minds. And everybody that tried to be involved in that, from Yoda to Obi-Wan to Luke, when all that illusion is disrupted, they go and run and hide. Because they can't see the world in a different way. And Rey awakens him to seeing the world in a different way. She opens his eyes to seeing the world in a different way, which is why he's able to do that massive force projection that he does that ends up killing him, because he's tapping so far into the force, nobody else has been able to force project to that level ever before. And so it's redemption for him. He went and run and hide because he thought he was going to be the savior of the Jedi, to only to realize that the way of the Jedi was their downfall. That was the problem. They were too dogmatic. They were too much like a religion. They were too narrow in their focus. Well, the movie didn't seem to explain it that well. I'm like, no, the movie explains it. You know, how many times have you seen it? One time. I couldn't watch it again. I'm like, no. No, need to watch it again. You need to see. This is the response. His world was, his entire belief system was shattered, and he couldn't see the world in a different way until he did. And that's, you know, that's the whole story of it. And it makes sense for people of that generation. They mm-hmm. had these beliefs. They had these thoughts the way the world was going to be. It gets shattered and they don't know what to do until they can open their mind to the newness of the world, to the completeness of the world, to the balance of the world. And realize that all the things they thought were just so good can be so restrictive, can be so narrow-minded, and miss the beauty of the world by trying to focus too narrow. So that's where Qui-Gon Jinn was a whole different type of Jedi. He saw the living force. He saw the big picture. The Jedi just had a narrow focus. That's where Anakin ran into his trouble with the Jedi. Their focus was too narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Same with the Sith. Their focus is even more narrow. But it was still too narrow a focus in every single point. And that's actually all of the new Star Wars media has been building to, the idea that the focus on the Jedi is too narrow. They need to look broader. They need to see the whole of everything and not just the narrow focus of, you know, of what the dogma teaches.
I was going to say, it sounds like a very force-minded mindset, like a force-oriented mindset. When you look at it, it's just like the force is non-discerning. It exists. It's omnipotent. It is omnipotent and omniscient, and it exists everywhere, regardless of what is attached to it. Right. So, yeah. If you're looking at that, the idea of being in tune with it, you need to know and understand and accept the existence of all things, not just the things that you want, not just the order with exactly. which you prefer. It is exactly. the acceptance of all existence. Exactly. So that, yeah, that would make sense. So that was I get it. That's fucking cool. I didn't know that it went that deep into it. And well, I haven't seen it. Like, I remember liking it the first time I saw it and going and catching into some of those things. But I did remember enjoying it. I felt like Luke had a proper character arc and a proper full redemption to himself as a character by the end of the film. And that's like, I figured Luke was probably going to die because basically everybody else was on their way out from that generation. They had to see him off as a complete character.
And that's just it. There's an arc to that where if he just came in as, look at me, I'm you know, ultra powerful Luke Skywalker, the best Jedi ever. There's no arc.
Yeah. There's no lesson
of character.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so we're talking about this and it's great. He's like, yeah, I'll have to watch it again. Yada, yada. And then he's, you know, there's this YouTuber that I check out. I'm like, okay, that gives a lot of theories and stuff about different Star Wars stuff. You should check him out. And I'm like, oh, okay, there's a YouTuber that you follow. Okay, tells me the name, tells me all the stuff. I'm like, that's really, really cool. The discussion we just had, there's actually a podcast about this discussion. It's like, there is, yeah, that I do with a friend of mine. Like, you're gonna bring up some random YouTuber to me? Hell yeah, I'm going to push the podcast on you. I am pushing. I said, you can, me and my buddy do this podcast. And we had this discussion about, I went through all the Star Wars movies. I talk about, you know, Marvel movies and Harry Potter and all the different geek things. You talk about music stuff, all kinds of stuff like that. He's like, really? I'm like, yes. Yeah. So I write the name down for him because, I don't know, some idiot came up with a really fucking long name, so it has to be written down for people. I write the name down for him. I'm like, check this out. We do tons of talking about Star Wars stuff, tons of all these other things. So we have tons of stuff we talk about, too. I mean, stuff like, you know, spam being responsible for the winning of World War II. He's like, what? What are you talking about? That's not real. I'm like, no, it really is real. Spam is responsible for the victory in World War II. It is like directly responsible. How is that even possible? I'm like, well, I mean, I'd tell you to listen to the whole podcast to get all the information, but I can give you a little bit. I mean, the fact that it was feeding the Marines in the Pacific theater. I mean, that was being shipped in all over the Pacific Islands as the Marines were island hopping from, you know, one to one, you know, each one trying to get the different islands back from the Japanese. They lived off of the you know, the rations of spam. And that's why it's such a big part of Pacific Islander culture nowadays, is because it was one of the only foodstuffs that was available during that time period, and then all of it being shipped in for the siege of Stalingrad and feeding all the Russian civilians and troops so that they could keep sacrificing all their bodies to, since that's the only thing that they had to sacrifice against the onslaught of the German war machine. He's like, well, I'm a former Marine. I'm like, okay.
Oh, so
if you are, check that out. They'll tell you how spam made it possible for the Marines to keep pushing through and win in the Pacific theater. Spam was a necessity. It was made for that purpose as a ration that had a stable shelf life for a long time. Listen to the podcast. He goes, I'll find out and I will listen to that. I can't believe that. I said, seriously, it is the most patriotic meat that we can ever eat. You should eat it on Independence Day. You should eat it on Veterans Day. You should eat it on Memorial Day. Spam helped win World War II. He goes, okay, I'm really checking it out now. I'm like, damn right you are. Because that's me. That's me. While my wife is in a hospital bed preparing for a hospital procedure, selling the podcast to her nurse.
That's fantastic.
Because I will use whatever opportunity I can to sell the podcast to somebody. Now, we're going to have a short first half here because I want to save the rest of the story for the second half. Because the second half has to do with me having already previously sold the podcast to somebody else insofar as getting somebody else to be a listener.
Okay.
And the result of listeners of the podcast, the result of it. And my wife, of course, just like, seriously, you'll stoop to anything to get the word of the podcast out. I'm like, just about, yeah. Anything that's like normal stuff, yes, I will do. And so we're going to take a break here. It's a little shorter than our normal breaks, but we're going to take a break here. And when
James. Oh God, I'm leaving this in. We already took our break. This is the second half.
We're in the second half already? Holy crap. Holy crap. I didn't have enough coffee. Fine, I'll jump right into the story.
Go Holy for crap. It, dude. We've got we're kicking in about
We're at the right time period. Okay.
Perfect. Let's go.
Oh my God. Yes, keep it in. James makes mistakes too. Okay, flat. James makes mistakes too.
flat. Double flat.
Yes. So that happens on Thursday, right? That happens on Thursday. Saturday, we end up going out. Saturday, the first, we go out, we do our shopping. The discussion happens on Friday. I'm jumping ahead of myself. The discussion happens on Friday. So which area are we going to go shopping? And this is basically the way my wife sees the world now. Are we going to the Pyology area to go shopping? Or are we going to the Blaze area to go shopping? And I'm like, well, which one do you want to go to? She's like, well, I want Blaze, but do they have all the stores we need to hit there? I'm like, they do. She's like, then we're going to get Blaze. I'm like, okay, whatever you say, because I'm not making the Angry Turtle mad. I'm not going to make the Angry Turtle mad. I'm going to get the Angry Turtle what pizza she wants.
Yes.
So
understood.
So we go to the area of.
Did she choose the red bandana?
She should.
At that point.
Actually, historically, that is her favorite of the turtles, which I think says a lot about her.
Oh, that makes sense.
That is historically. It does, doesn't it? She is totally a Raph. She's a Raph. I mean, just like I'm very much a Leo.
Yeah.
And I guess you're a Mikey, although honestly, you're more of a Donatello. You really are.
Yeah, I'm very much a Donnie.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very much a Donnie now. Yeah.
You're the guy who's going to be sitting there tweaking around with stuff with a soldering iron in your hand and weird glasses on that are, you know, magnifiers and whatnot.
You know what's really funny actually about that? I believe if I am correct, and I have to double verify this information, I will verify it, and if I must be corrected, I will correct it on the next podcast. But it's kind of funny that you say that because my wife, who was diagnosed with ADHD as a kid, and I was diagnosed as an adult with ADHD just a couple of years ago. So what's really funny is as a kid, I always liked Mikey just because I shared a name with him. And I liked him a lot. Yeah. However, my wife's turtle was Donnie because science, because getting into things and tinkering. And, oh, I do that. Like that's her thing. She always is trying to figure out how does the thing operate? How does the thing work? What is, and we, for the longest time, that is a major foundation into our relationship, is finding out how the things operate, how the things work. And our subject matter might be different, but our thought process behind that fascination is always the same. That makes sense that she would very much like, I was a Donnie in denial for such a long time because Mikey.
I just like swords. Yeah, honestly, I just like swords. Well, actually, there's the leadership thing too. Gravitate towards the leadership.
It's the taking charge deal. It's the knowing that you're assigned to this duty kind of a thing. I can understand where you have that with you.
And then swords.
And then the swords.
Anyway, yes, yeah. And then swords. But anyway, so we go to the area of the Blaze, because that's where the boss wants to go. We go to the Blaze Pizza.
Yeah.
We go do our shopping, get into Blaze Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And greeted there by the guy who normally works at the pizza on the Saturday nights, the guy who is the listener to the podcast.
Yes.
And he's excited to see us. He always is every time we come in. Excited enough that when they take your order and stuff, they write your name down. Do I have the name to call? He doesn't have to ask my name. He knows my name because he knows this is James. He knows basically what we're getting too. He for the most part knows how to build our pizzas at this point. We change some ingredients. I do. The wife doesn't. She can see the exact same thing every time. Mm-hmm. She knows exactly what she wants. But he's asking about stuff and how things are going. And he says, "Oh my God, I have a story for you." This is what he says to me. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
What's the story? It's like, so it's Christmas Day. I'm like, okay. And I'm with my family on Christmas Day, and my parents had got for all of us kids, they're all teenagers, adults, that kind of thing, you know what I mean, living in the house, going to school, because he's in college. He shared some of the things in college that he's doing. I don't have permission to say his name yet.
Okay.
But he's shared some of his college stuff that he's doing with us. I always ask how things are going with college. You know, how'd your final go? How'd your midterm go? I ask that when I see him, because he tells me, you know, yeah, I got a final coming up. I'm a little worried about it. Well, how'd it go? You know, keep the banter back and forth. He cares about the podcast. I'm curious about things going on with him. And he's asked questions about things he's heard in the podcast before. Mm-hmm. You know, the sister-in-law's boyfriend's house burning down. We brought them into the sister-in-law and the boyfriend into the Blaze Pizza. And he was just like, oh my God, it's actually them. I heard about your thing on the thing, and asking questions. So he gets excited about it, which is fun. It's like my mini celebrity moments. Feels good.
Okay.
He had those before as a musician, but for me, it feels good. You know, like when you know, fans/friends of the band get like tattoos of the band stuff, right?
Right.
You have those moments. Foreshadowing. Anyway, don't know if you'll catch that or not.
No, anyway, I'm completely oblivious to it, sir.
You might be, actually. anyway, he's talking, he's like, so we're opening our Christmas gift. That's a gift from our parents to all of us kids, right? It's a gift for all of us. And they're starting to, you know, my sibling's starting to open it. And because I don't remember what he said, brothers, sisters, whatever. I know he has a brother, but that's the one I know. They're opening it. And I'm like, wait a minute. I think I know what this is. No, this isn't what this is. I can't believe it's what it is. Guess what it was?
What was it?
I'm like, I don't know. What is it? What was it? Because it was the Ninja flip up grill thing.
Nice.
Are you serious? He goes, and I had just listened to the podcast where Mike had it. He named it Carl or whatever, where Mike was talking about having it, and you guys were going to get one, and it's there. And all I can think in my head is, oh my God, I'm getting this exact same thing. And all I'm thinking standing there is, we were in your head on Christmas Day with your family. Yes.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
I'm like, so what did you name it? And he's like, I haven't named it yet. I'm like, you have to name it. You have to name it. I'm gonna tell Mike this. He's gonna be super excited for you. And he's like, yeah, I mean, it does this and it does that. It's great. And you know, you guys know. I'm like, no, we didn't get one yet. We haven't bought one yet. And he's like, oh no, really? I'm like, no, it was just Mike and his wife that bought it. They love it. He goes, yeah, all this thing, superior cooking. I said,
oh yeah.
The hardest part is I have a toaster I really love, my toaster Steve. I love him too much. It's like, that's the double toaster, right? And I'm like, well, it's not quite a double. It's got the really long, long things. He goes, oh, it's like you can put a whole piece of sourdough in there. I'm like, yes, you can put a whole, one of the big, huge sourdoughs. You can put the whole thing in there. He's like, yeah, normally when I'm toasting sourdough, I got to butter it, put it on a pan, toast it up that way. And I'm like, yeah, but like, when are you going to have sourdough toast? You're going to have that with breakfast, right? So you're making some eggs, making whatever other protein product like ham or bacon or Mikey's spam. I always got to throw the spam in there whenever I can mention it. You know, whatever you're making, he's like, oh, yeah, spam. Like, exactly. You're making that stuff. You don't want another pan to have to do the toast in. No, you get the sourdough toast in your Steve. And boom, you're set up.
And you're Steve.
Like, that sounds really good. I said, exactly. That's why I have Steve. That's the biggest problem is, you know, one, we don't have room. And two, I don't need another toaster because I have Steve. And we have an air fryer currently. So it is on our list. But it's not something that we've jumped out and got. He goes, no, it's great. I love it so much. I couldn't believe that I had just listened to your podcast and you guys were talking about it. And I got one. I said, that's amazing, man. That's amazing. And then, of course, I ended up complimenting him on the efficiency with which their establishment ran because they made our pizzas and did a fantastic job at it. And they were nothing burnt, nothing not being watched, twice to three times as fast as the other place, putting it all together, okay. Just moving through and not taking forever, not moving faster than us, but moving through at an appropriate pace. And it was near closing time, so they were doing cleaning duties. You know how that is. Mm-hmm. We're trying to do cleaning duties and still do things. And they work like literally a well-oiled machine. This person doing this duty while this one does that one, and they work in concert with each other while everything, it's brilliant, like ballet happening. And I'm like, listen, I'll admit to you, man, we tried this other place. He goes, you went to biology, didn't you? I'm like, yeah, we did. He's like, oh my God. And I said, well, food was okay, but the customer service, I'm telling you right now, this place operates amazingly. You guys do great. You're engaging. It's you're constantly watching the food. It's fantastic. You do a great job with it. That place was a disaster. and the wife's like, yeah, we're not going back there. We're never going back there. I'm like, there you go. So we will be back here. Said, I had to admit, we tried something else and it did not work. You guys are fantastic. And he's like, well, thank you. I try to run a good show here. I try to make sure it, you know, the crew works good. I'm like, you do it, sir. So I don't have permission to say his name, but Pizza Guy, if you're listening, this is your story on the podcast. Give me permission to say your name and I will. Otherwise, I'm not going to. But thank you for the story that I got to share here. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your ninja and name the damn thing. I want a name for it.
Yep. Ninja it's needs a name.
We already got Ninja Carl. So Anyway, and I think we're going to, I don't know where else we're going to get it. We still don't have it yet. But anyway, that was kind of the fun experience of me trying to share the podcast with other people. And again, lots of pizza. And here's the funny thing. We had pizza that night, obviously. And it was good. Even after all the pizza I had before, it was good. I still want pizza. Just like burgers. Still want them, even when I have them.
Yeah.
So, Mike.
Yes.
Where is Pizza Guy going to be listening to us?
Well, him and everyone else should be listening to us either on our website, thezeniochronicles.com or zenchron.com, if you don't want to type that much. You'd also check us out on most major podcast websites. Check them out. I know we're on Google, at least. I listen to us there. And yes, I do listen to us every once in a while on the drive to work. It's nice. Also, you can check us out on YouTube as well. That's, as a matter of fact, we're trying to get more subs on our YouTube channel. So please, if you're listening to us on the podcast, on your preferred device or website, or even on the main website, please go to our YouTube channel. Go search for The Zenial Chronicles. Go find our channel. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And there is also another thing that needs to be done. James, what is that?
Click the bell.
That is right. Make sure you click the bell to get notified the next video or podcast that we put out. When we don't have a podcast, normally, unless things are too crazy, we will have a video update letting you know what's going on. So, I think that's it for me. What do you think?
That's it for you. And here's what I'm going to say about the subscribe thing, the people that are subscribing. I mentioned on the last podcast that something special might happen when we get 100, right? When we get that 100.
Yeah.
Something will. At least one something, maybe two.
Oh, okay.
One something that's
you have not told me this yet. I know you said you were going to tell me, but I have not heard. So I'm hearing it for the first time as well, guys.
I'm going to say this again. Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
I will, when we get 100 subscribers, I will, because at that point we get our custom URL. We get to keep that forever, right?
I believe so.
Okay. We get the 100 subscribers. I intend to go and get tattooed in a place where it can be visible the logo for the podcast, the Zenio Chronicles logo.
Two reasons.
One, to honor the person who actually made the logo.
Yes.
My recently departed friend. Two, to honor this so far almost 3 years experience, right? 3 years?
When did we start? Beginning in 19 or beginning of 18?
Maybe it's been almost 4 years. It was in February. I know that. We'd have to look.
I think it was 19. 2019 is where we started.
So that would make this 3 years we're coming up on.
We're starting on our third year. We would have done our second year. We'll have completed our second full year? Oh, man. Now I got to go through and see.
Our third full year. Because if we started in 19, 20 was 1 year, 21 was 2 years, 22 would be 3 years.
Yeah, but we're starting 22.
I understand that. We started in 19, so February 19 to we'll figure this out later. Regardless.
No, you're right. We're going through 19, through 20, through 21. Holy smokes. Have we done 3 years? Yeah. Because we did like a whole year before we had to do lockdown and all that. You're right. Holy smokes. We're coming up on 3 years completed of this. That's nuts.
So 100 subscribers. James will at least do a pictorial, possibly film, getting tattooed the logo for the Zenio Chronicles, I'll try to get it in that kind of patchwork look, the embroidered patch look. Mm-hmm. Have that tattooed on me when we get 100 subscribers. And here's the challenge for Mike. I'm going to issue the challenge. He doesn't have to answer till next podcast.
Oh boy, what's the challenge?
I'm going to challenge Mike to do it too.
Oh man.
So. While he's thinking about that, and while you're trying to get all your friends to subscribe so you can see James and possibly Mike get these tattoos on them, also check out Mike's two other pages, Chronosode Games, page that he has with his wife, where he's playing video games in chronological order of the story, not in order of the release of the games. Mm-hmm. It's also Mike sucking at video games and you getting to have some sucking and feeling so bad about your sucky video game.
The cutout is not my fault, guys. He cut out in the middle of that rant.
Basically, you're just hearing about Mike sucking.
That's you're just exactly literally like, I think suck was said 3 times in a row with digital breakup in between.
Fantastic. Just Mike and sucking. That's all you need to remember.
Oh, God, stop it.
That'll get me a house one day. Anyway, old reference. Also check out Mike's music page, Ruling Note Music. This is where Mike talks about everything musically related, profiles of bands, profiles of band stories, music gear stuff. Again, if it's music related, it's going to be on that page for Mike. Check out both of those. Subscribe to both of those. They already have their own custom URLs, but we're looking for one for this one. 100 subscribers. Get your friends. Get your family. Whatever you need to do, have them listen. Have them subscribe. Not just listen. Subscribe on YouTube. All right. Thank you all for listening. And is that it, Mike?
I think so.
All right. How much cutting out has there been through all this?
Actually, not much, except for the suck part.
That's fantastic. If I get to have my moment, you get to have your moment. So thank you for listening. We'll talk to y'all again next week.
Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.